From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love. In the Bible, we see written in the Gospel of John the words of Jesus, "I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong." Today, not only is Jesus calling upon our youth, but our society as well. And for this reason, One Foundation has sought to help equip young people from a tender age to become future leaders. Stay with us to find out who is sharing the love. The Future Leaders of Jamaica Foundation, JLF, is a premier non-profit organization which endeavors to address the socioeconomic challenges faced by most of our youth. The programs of the foundation are geared towards creating educational opportunities and cultivating professional aspirations for children from low-income families.
Future Leaders, born in 2013, started off with 6 children. Now we have 13. It's actually a non-profit organization which is established to provide educational growth and opportunities for at-risk youth in Jamaica. At-risk, that is, students who have academic potential but lack the financial support which they need to carry on. And so we open up our arms to 6 children from Halfatree Primary School, Winwood Road Primary, and Ensign City Primary School.
Director of Corporate Sponsorship and Alliance, JLF, Thornius Smith. I love the way you hold me. The mission of the foundation is to strive to create a level playing field by removing the financial burdens faced by low-income families and to prepare students for future public and private sector leadership roles in Jamaica. This they do through their scholarship program.
The students are chosen with the help of the guidance counselors and the principals, and these are the top 2 students in the school in the GSAT examination, the top boy and top girl. And this is coupled with an essay competition, which we also have in terms of selecting the students. I love the way you hold
me. Along with academic excellence, students have to possess a good character, strong leadership potential, and demonstrate financial need. A minimum of $30,000 is paid directly to the student's primary or high school and may be used to cover tuition, books, room and board, fees, and other educational expenses. The Future Leaders of Jamaica Foundation also has a mentorship program where students are aided in the development of skills. The foundation relies on fundraising events and corporate sponsors to help share the love. And if you want to assist them, you may visit their website, futureleadersofjamaica.org, or call 812-7180. And Miss Portland Festival Queen 2014, Tahira Brown, organized a fundraising concert as part of her outreach project to bring awareness to the plight of persons with disabilities. The event was dubbed "Special Needs Community Deserve a Chance." The proceeds from the concert will be donated to the Randolph Lopez School of Hope and the Jamaica Association for the Deaf in Portland. The School of Hope caters for children ages 6 to 18 with intellectual disabilities such as autism, ADHD, Down syndrome, behavioral disorder, and other learning disabilities, while the Jamaica Association for the Deaf caters for deaf children ages 3 to 18. The aim of the project is to develop positive attitudes and values among the special needs community in Portland through recreation and socialization while stimulating and facilitating the public's interest in caring for these children. The Jamaica Cultural Development Commission says that the event will also seek to improve learning and educational opportunities for the special needs community and foster equal opportunities for happiness, love, and education. And that takes us to the end of today's program. I'm Casita Irving, wishing for you a wonderful week and daring you to share the love.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.